You know that we often try to take note of the deaths of people who've made a mark on history or politics, in the culture or in sports. Frankly, we can't get to them all, but we do feel a special obligation to note those you might have missed. So today we want to tell you about a legend in Zydeco, a musical genre born in the bayous of Louisiana. Stanley Buckwheat Durrell Jr. died on Saturday. He was 68 years old. He was known as an ambassador for Louisiana roots music with its accordion, washboard, and infectious, fast-paced energy. Durrell died of lung cancer in Lafayette, Louisiana yesterday. Here he is speaking with NPR's Scott Simon back in 2009.
I was raised in a home with music surrounded. Mm-hmm. My father played the accordion only for family entertainment. My mother sang spiritually in the home. I was raised with seven sisters and six brothers and in a two-bedroom home, and I was always into music. And I played piano at the age of 5 till 9 when I got my first organ.
So how did you meet the Zydeco?
Well, I was introduced to a gentleman called Clifton Chenier, the king of Zydeco, and he was one of my father's best friends. And he played the accordion, and my dad told me that I needed to play the accordion, but like Clifton Chenier. I decided to go and perform with Clifton Chenier for one night right here in Lafayette at Antlers. And I put my organ on stage, the Hammond organ, and we played for 4 hours nonstop. And he was telling people good night, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought we had just got on stage. That's how much energy he had projected. I wound up staying with Clifton over 2 years. I said, next band I'll get, I'll be playing accordion.
And so he did. In 1979, Durrell started his own band, Buckwheat Zydeco, and in 30 years of touring and recording, he took Zydeco from the bayous of Louisiana to stages around the world. We'd like to say one more time to Mr. Durrell, laissez les bons temps brûler.